She wants to be successful and do great things for this program.
And then the ultimate goal is to get that win.
Went through the battles together, and they stuck together.
Those coaches over there are doing a fantastic job.
This is the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to this coach's show on the Arabian Sports Network. I am Zion Palmieri, and joined alongside me is Kellen Bowers. Kellen, how are you feeling today?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm feeling pretty good. So today in this coach's show, we're going to be discussing, you know, this week in Arabian sports, whether that's soccer, tennis, football, volleyball. A lot of things have happened, so let's just jump straight into it. So firstly, let's take a look at soccer. So boys varsity team, 5-0, had a pretty commanding start to the season. You can't get much better than 5-0.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So they've had two matchups this past week, one of which was versus Greenfield Central. They went 4-0, and what were the stats on that game?
So Dylan John, who's a junior, had one goal. We had Damien with one goal also. Jack Weflin, who's a senior, also one goal. And then Mason McEwen, who's a sophomore, also had one goal.
So something I want to mention there, Mason McEwen, sophomore, and then two juniors getting a goal, that, you know, that's good for the youth of your team. I've heard from a lot of people on the soccer team that they have high hopes for this year. They really want to win state, county, whatever that is. Getting those juniors, having that much playing time, getting those goals. Dylan Johns has had four straight goals in the last four games.
Yeah.
That's impressive from a junior as well. The seniors are leading the team, but it looks like these juniors are really taking it into overdrive.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Now let's take a look. September 5th, they went against Anderson. The final score for that one, 5-1, Arabians win. So for that one, Dylan Johns, the junior, had two goals, like I mentioned, just further commanding the lead. After that, Jackson Chamberlain had a goal on defense. I was at that game. So Jackson Chamberlain normally stays back. Mm-hmm. I don't know the technical position, but he's like a defender pretty much. And he got it with his head. He headbutted it into the goal. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
After that, Damian Ruiz Pozos had a goal, another junior there. And then Jack Weflin, the senior, also had a goal. So on the season, Dylan Johns leading the team in goals. Again, like I mentioned, he's on a streak, four straight games with a goal. It's just the Dylan Johns show, apparently.
Yeah, I guess so.
Furthering that, Jack Weflin is right behind him, also a senior, Jack Weflin is a senior. He's got five goals. Following him, Grayson Hoovermail with four goals on the year. So just so impressive from the boys varsity soccer. I don't think a lot were expecting this, but there's so many people on that team. They are so hyped. The games, you feel the energy when you're there.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So moving on to the girls soccer team. So having kind of not the greatest start to the season, two wins, three losses, and one tie, you know, that's okay. It's not quite 5-0 like the boys, but, you know, you'll take what you can get.
Yeah, it's definitely not the best start, but whatever you can get, I say. I think they'll probably at least try and get that score back up.
They're definitely trying to.
Yeah.
They likely can do it. They have the power. You can see they played one matchup this week. It was versus Greenfield Central, and that they did get the win. That was a 2-1 win. Or excuse me, 2-0 win. So looking at their season stats, Lydia Burke had three goals, senior, and then following her, Toria Poe with one goal, and then Sydney Jones. So they haven't played, well, they have played more technically, but the boys' stat, that just makes them look so much more impressive.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Following that, let's take a look at the girls' varsity volleyball team, 5-6 on the week, so, or excuse me, 5-6 on the season so far. They had two matchups this week, so they played at LaPel, final score for that one, 3-0. Arabians winning that one. And what were the stats for that game?
So we had Carmen Horn, who is a junior, with 16 kills. And then we had Maggie Lukens, a junior also, with 10 kills. And then Casey Werfel, who we all should know, a senior, with 8 kills that match.
Yeah, Casey Werfel. I didn't know she was a multi-sport athlete until, you know, started doing this week, getting prepared. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah. And neither did I. I don't know a lot of multi-sport athletes.
You know, there's a lot of them here at Pendleton Heights. Colton Frank, the quarterback, multi-sport athlete. Nothing else comes to mind, but I know there is some.
Yeah, there are some. I just don't have that many in my head right now.
Yeah, it's 8 in the morning. We're feeling it. But yeah. So season stats, Casey Werfel, 99 kills, leads the team. That is very impressive.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a tough – I mean, that is a tough feat to achieve, and – I mean, she's got the team around her. Behind her, Carmen Horn, the junior, 74 kills. Behind Carmen Horn, Ava Zeck with 50 kills. Two juniors, you know, in that second and third spot. That's got to be exciting for the future of that team.
Yeah.
Following them, tennis, their record is 5-2. They've won county for the first time since 2016. That was, I believe, a week or two ago. So that's got to be exciting.
Yeah, they're definitely pretty pumped to having that.
Yeah, there's definitely, I know a lot of people on the tennis, they're very excited. There's this is a big kind of senior, this is kind of a win it all year. There's a few, you know, Owen Keen, he's a junior. We talked to Austin Perney in previous weeks. There's some exciting things on that team, and they're really pumped for this season.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Yeah, so, you know, that was pretty much all the other fall sports that are happening right now. Of course, cross country hasn't fully gotten to gear yet, but let's talk about football, of course. That's kind of the main thing what we're talking about here. We're going to talk to Coach Richmond later. Stay tuned for that. But so the Arabians won, final score 42-21 at Newcastle. We saw an impressive game. So to start, Colton Frank, I believe he had two touchdowns, maybe three. Nothing comes to mind right now. But quite an impressive game for him. He did have his first turnover as, you know, the starting quarterback this year. That was off an interception, but you can't hate that. He's about had six, seven touchdowns three games into the season. The Arabians are 2-1. An impressive start for a senior who's had the time to get ready and is now at the helm as the quarterback.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure.
So they went against a very great running back yesterday, Caleb Clapp, senior. Very dominant. I last night on the broadcast kept calling him the wrecking ball. He is shorter dude, but he's absolutely built, and he will just power his way through there, breaking tackles on the way. Now, he had a very impressive first half, had a big touchdown down the left field sideline, just broke free. But during the second half, that was just not the same case. The Arabians absolutely shut him down. I think that was a big key point at the halftime. You know, this is the biggest playmaker. Let's stop him.
Yeah, they definitely had a little, you know, huddle and definitely decided what they needed to do to stop him, and they made it happen, too.
Talking about something else, Newcastle's lead wide receiver, Neil McMartin, he had an impressive, towards the end of the game, he got, you know, he had more stats and caught more balls, but really going into the game as wide receiver one, he didn't catch as many passes as you would have thought. The Arabian secondary, safeties, whatever that may be, they really locked him down, and I think that was a big attribute to the Arabians' win.
Oh, yeah.
Something else to mention, on the special teams unit, Cade Loxon, the wide receiver, too, there was a play, it was a kickoff straight to Cade Loxon, kind of muffed it a little bit. I think he was expecting it a little higher than it was, and the Arabians recovered that one, and I think that was a big, so the Arabians had the lead from the start, you know, they scored first, and they kept a commanding lead. There wasn't much game where it wasn't a two-score lead, but I think that was the real turning point that came about, I believe, the third quarter, whether it's like, okay, the Arabians, they're not letting up. That's something they don't do.
Yeah.
They've won all their games, scoring almost over 40 every time. Now going into week four against Greenfield Central, that's got to help them. Of course, Greenfield Central, a very good team in this conference. We've seen that. They've beat us time in and time out, and the Arabians are ready to beat them. It's time for the Arabians to win.
Oh, yeah.
So very exciting things as the Arabians, you know, get to that part of the season where they take Greenfield. From now on, you know, you've played Lebanon and you've played Anderson. Those are your two non-conference games. It's conference from here out, and the Arabians started off, you know, their conference opponents well, 1-0, you know, with that win over Newcastle last night. So exciting things there as they take on the rest of the Hoosier Heritage Conference. What are you expecting from them?
Well, I'm expecting them, you know, hopefully to do good. Like, there may be a few losses, but hopefully they at least can, like, chug their way through and maybe, like, you know, do at least get a good placement in it. Like, how about yourself? What are you thinking about them?
Yeah, I think these next few games are really important, of course. Greenfield Central, that would be a great win to have over them.
Oh, yeah.
That's a morale game. Just to get that one over Greenfield Central, while our team's already doing well this year, that would help them so much, you know, later down the line into sectionals. If, of course, we do draw them yet again, if we play Mount Vernon and get that win, I believe that's our homecoming.
Yeah,
that
I'm
one,
pretty sure it is our homecoming.
Another big morale win. That would mean so much for these Arabians, and I think that little spurt would go a long way.
Oh, yeah, definitely for morale. Those two wins would definitely probably help them.
I think it's a little past morale, though. While that does play a big part, this team, you know, going into week one, there's a lot of question marks. We didn't know how this team was going to perform. We had a lot of seniors leave. But now, you know, two games in the season, they're 2-1. You kind of see their strengths and weaknesses. Of course, Keaton Jones, on the first 2 weeks, it was, you know, he ran the ball a lot. He was their running back one, and I believe he had four touchdowns going into that week three game. And now last night we saw a lot of air raid offense. We really weren't expecting that as broadcasters. Of course, you know, Newcastle know coming into the game, okay, that's Keaton Jones. He's going to run the ball. He's going to be a dominant playmaker, and he was. But I think it was a lot of the Arabians' game plan to keep them on their heels and turn to that passing offense where you see people like Nate DeRolf and Byron Vohr, a younger receiver who gets some play and action in the team.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will talk a little bit more Arabian football. When we come back, me and Kellen, you're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from community sports and wellness, fitness, tennis, pickleball, and athletics, located at 395 South Heritage Way in Pendleton. Phone 765-744-1606. Online at communitysw.com.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I am Zion Palmieri, joined alongside you're Kellen Bowers. Today we have Coach Richmond, head coach of the Arabian football team, here with me. Coach, last night you guys got a pretty dominant win against Newcastle, your first conference win. What did that mean for you, and what did that mean for the team?
Hopefully it's a boost in confidence, you know. Each week's a new test, and each game is going to provide growth, and we're going to get better and better as the season progresses. So, a lot of good last night. A lot of guys did a lot of good things. You know, we came out pretty focused, and it's one of those situations where you never know how kids are going to respond on the road.
They had a good crowd. They had a lot of excitement, first home game, and we matched that and neutralized it. And so, now the goal is consistency and improvement, and each week gets bigger and bigger because we make it that way.
So looking at, like, last night's play at, like, halftime, mm-hmm. like, what happened to, like, stop the senior running back, Caleb Clapp?
Well, we were all the way around, I thought, showed a lot of improvement against the run. The times when we didn't, we relaxed and we did not, they didn't tap out. They weren't going to just quit. So it's one of those things where we've got to learn to put teams away and be consistent. And so I thought we did a good job most of the game, but then there's a few where, again, we got to trust each other. We got to do what we're supposed to do, and we're supposed to do it. And you could go every position that way. There were reads missed by quarterback. There were blocks missed by running backs. There were missed steps by line. The good thing is we were successful as a group. Came away with a win, which is the ultimate goal, and we have a lot to work on. So, each week, like I said, it's going to get bigger. Each running back, there's a whole new test this week, and we'll talk about that later, I'm sure. And oftentimes, our maturity keeps us from understanding, it's not always just about right now. While we're super focused on Newcastle this week, if we don't get better in certain capacities, it's not going to help in week 6, 7, 8, or 9 either, So it's just a constant build up, and I'm proud of the strides we made this week.
So last night we saw a lot from junior outside linebackers, Ashan Singh and Rylan Kiesling. You sometimes would blitz them and absolutely throw off Carson Bell, the quarterback, but sometimes they'd also stay back into coverage and defend some passes. How flexible does that make your defense with two very good junior outside linebackers?
Well, they're very versatile. And, senior Jackson Gibson and junior Preston Wolf also are in that mix. And they all are. That's a good group. Coach Ergot does a good job with them. And, they make life difficult. They're fast. They're big. And we've just got to continue to get better and better. This week's a whole new test. They're going to have to take on tight ends. They're going to have to take on different blocks. They're going to have to defend the pass. So they are a handful to attack, but also they have a very, very important role on the team, and it's very important that they do what they're supposed to do, because then that is where we get exposed. So not necessarily pressure, but it's definitely, it comes with the territory that they live in. So, but I was proud of them last night. They showed a lot of poise too, a lot of focus, and did a good job.
So last night we saw a few like wildcat plays. So like, what was that about? And like, are we going to see more of that?
That's about number six. You know, he's pretty good, and he's a weapon. And so he, you know, back in his PJFL days, he was a pretty good little quarterback too. So, but at the end of the day, he's a weapon. And so, you know, I don't know. I'm you know, moving forward, what we want to have some fun out here. That's the whole point of playing a game. And you know, it's a situation where that's another thing that people have to deal with. And, you know, it's our offense is the Wildcat offense. And it's, you know, we have some versatility with the weapons we have. And so we'll see where it goes.
Mm-hmm. Were you pretty much just testing the waters with that? Of course, you had a multiple score lead at some points in that game. So yeah. You're like, you know, might as well try it or?
No, that was planned from the beginning of the week. And, you know, the metaphor of testing the waters, Keaton can swim pretty well. So, we also have a really good quarterback in Colton. So we don't want to take him out of the game. You know, we don't want to lose a really good player there for, maybe just a gimmick. So, it's definitely part of what we're doing, and, you know, we'll see where it goes from there. So it was fun though. It was fun to see him. Obviously Rally was a run potential on that play too. And, he can run the ball pretty good. And, it was a situation where, we'll see where it goes.
So with that Wildcat, another fun thing we saw last night, there was a lot of option plays.
Yeah.
Was this going to be a Newcastle-specific thing? Are we going to see that more as the season goes on?
Part of the offense, you know. I mean, you've seen it now for multiple years. I mean, that is the our inside zone is the bread and butter. You see it all day today down at PJFL. We're an option team. And so that comes in many forms. And so... with what they were doing last night, they gave us some opportunity there, and I thought we did a reasonable job. We got to get better at it, you know, and this week we got to defend it really well, because that's Greenfield's MO, you know, and that's their deal. So we feel confident in our option game as well, and we just got to keep getting better at it.
Mm-hmm. So last night, did you think there were like too many penalties, or in like how high of that is a priority like to work on this week?
I thought, well, it's always discipline's always you know, the unforced ones, you know, the aggressive ones are you know, we can work with those. You know, we didn't have any personal fouls, which is good. We had some emotion that ran over on the sideline. We had you know, we had guys that were worried, you know, and you know, I told everybody yesterday, and this is maybe hypocritical of me in some ways, because I am an emotional person, but stability is the key in any situation. And you can't let your emotions dictate how things go, you know. When I was a little kid, my mom used to tell me, it's funny I think of this, my mom used to tell me moodiness equaled selfishness. And, of course, I was a little kid, I didn't know what that meant. And now that she's gone, now I think of it, and it's like, man, that's a great quote, Mom, you know? So hope she's listening somewhere. But at the same time, it's true. You know, we got to control our mood. You know, we got to be consistent in our demeanor, no matter the day we're having, no matter the circumstance. And, you know, we got to forget the scoreboard. I mean, I thought we played really hard last night, but obviously there was some lapses in focus, right? Where they made some plays, and they got some good players. They're going to make plays, but we allowed that, you know, because of our lack of execution or focus. And it's not a talent thing that enabled that. It was a lack of focus, and that's the effort that I've been talking about. That we've got to have the effort in our focus, and so sometimes that's a penalty, you know, an offsides or a false start or you know. Knee pads. I mean, I got a penalty last night for being on the field. I mean, we've got to adjust, you know? And that's where, you know, I've got to have a little more focus. So I'll put it right back on me too. So
Last night we saw two Arabian turnovers, one off of a Colton Frank interception, and one was kind of a bad snap, whether it was on the center or Colton Frank, I couldn't really tell, but what is the process going to be analyzing those mistakes, and what does it mean to you? You know, three games in the season, that's just Colton Frank's first interception. You'll take that every day.
Yeah, we don't want to throw any.
Yeah.
He shouldn't throw any. That's like saying you can wreck the car when you want. You know what I mean? Seriously, that's not okay. And he knows that. Same with dropping a snap. I mean, we're not perfect. None of us are. But, that was a situation where the receiver was supposed to be there. The receiver was not there. So that's a greater problem that we've got to clean up. And it will. We'll fix it. And the kids want to fix it. That's the key. And that's what's encouraging about today. We want to be coachable. We want to be the best we can be. Turnovers happen. We've got to clean those up for sure as we head into these big games. You know, that's something Greenfield's done a good job of taking the ball away and scoring. Scoring on defense, scoring on special teams, things like that. That's where they I could go through the next four opponents and say they're really good at those things. And so when you give them some points like that, it really makes it difficult. So we just got to be better in that way, and we will, and we'll be better.
Well, that will wrap up our first segment here with you, Coach Richmond. But for Kellen Bowers, I am Zion Palmieri. Stay tuned for another segment with Coach Richmond where we will recap a little bit more what happened last night and look forward to Greenfield Central next week. But you are listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Detour Salon and Style. Haircuts for women, men, and children. Located at 1816 East 53rd Street, Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Online at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I am Zion Palmieri alongside Kellen Bowers. And today we are back here with segment two with head coach of the Arabian football team, Coach Richmond. So to start, last night you beat Newcastle 42-21 final score. But moving on to next week, you will play Greenfield Central going into that game. How do you feel? Of course, there's some history with this team, and how do you got to deal with that as a coach, and how do your players got to deal with that?
Well, you know, that's what the process is all about. You know, no one game is bigger than another. This is a real important one to the guys, I know. They're all important, though, and that's where we've got to have our perspective. At the same time, you know, we played these guys a couple times the last few years in the season, and then they've knocked us out of the tournament. And they've been riding high. They've been really good. Coach has done a good job down there, kind of resurrecting this program. They've entered some uncharted ground, I think for the first time in school history, starting 3-0 back-to-back seasons. So they're doing a lot of really good things down there. And there's a lot of energy around Greenfield Athletics, and it's going to be a really awesome atmosphere. I mean, it's why you want to be around it, you know. And so, you know, one of the things that no matter where we're going, I mean, I love these types of situations. They're number four in the state. They are riding high. They've got a really good senior quarterback. They've got all sorts of energy around starting their season out, all sorts of stats, all sorts of guys playing college football from previous years. There's every reason to get excited about going in here and competing against a really, really good opponent. We're ready and willing. I've been quoting Gabe Martin and Nico White for like 48 hours here, but we got to let our play do the talking. Gabe said that Thursday to the team, and, that starts today with our play in the film room and in our humility and being coachable and understanding, you know, A, we can play with anybody, and B, this is what it's going to take. And then, you know, really simply C, are you willing to do what it's going to take, you know? Are you willing to do what's needed this week? And I'm excited for that.
So the Arabians have, like, put up 40 points in, like, every game this season so far. Like, now facing, like, debatedly the best opponent you faced so far. Like, sure. What are you expecting? Like, will it be, like, a shootout for, like, a defensive battle? Or, like, what do you think?
I hope we continue to improve in all three phases. So we want to score as much as possible, and we want to keep them from scoring. I'm not being a smart aleck, but that's they're a very dangerous opponent in that way. They can throw it, they can run it, same as us. You know, they can stop it too, and so can we. So you know, I think it's going to be exciting to see how much growth we've seen since week one, where there's a really explosive offense, to now, you know, and I'm excited for that, and I think we're on the cusp of some really, really good things now. One game doesn't make or break the season, but we're definitely going to learn a lot this week about ourselves, and we have no pressure on us. I mean, there's nobody writing about us, there's nobody talking about us, and I'm okay with that. I would tell you it's rat poison if in fact they were, you know, but we got guys with great stats right now. We're 2-1, and no one knows who we are, so I'm good with that.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned you like where you're at, you like going into Greenfield Central. Mm-hmm. With this in mind, do you like being the underdog normally? Of course, you know, you'd want to be favored because you're likely to win, but where do you like being the underdog?
I've used this quote before, but I've been the underdog my whole life. You know, I was the underdog when I asked my wife out on a date. So, and she's been stuck with me for 20 years. So, I love being the underdog. And, you know, I may not be the best coach in the world, but no one's going to outwork me this week. No one's going to love his players more. No one's going to do more for his kids. And nobody's going to push him more. And so Coach Nolting's got a great thing going down there. But I'm not going to be bashful about what I think about my guys, and we're going to be ready. And I love the environment that we'll walk into, and the animosity that you feel when you walk in there. This is a backyard rivalry. I mean, Coach Broughton used to talk to me about this one, you know, when I first got here. This one was special to Coach Broughton. I know Matt Broughton. Hopefully he's listening somewhere maybe, and he loved this one too. And so, you know, this is one of those that goes way deeper than just the current 2024 Arabians. This one goes way back. So we're excited for this rivalry, and we got to make it a rivalry by playing our tails off for our community. Mm-hmm.
So this week you played sophomore quarterback Carson Bell. Now you're going to against a senior in Dallas Friedman. How are you going to approach that differently? Obviously, two very different coming into this game, what's that like for you, game planning and preparing your defense?
Well, I think anytime, it doesn't necessarily matter senior or sophomore, it's ability, and Freeman's a winner. I mean, he wins in football, he wins in basketball, it's what he does. I mean, he is a winner, and he plays really hard, keeps his composure, he does what winners do, he makes plays. And in big games, the speed's greater. I mean, better teams are faster. Better quarterbacks are faster. I mean, Colton Frank's a good quarterback. You see how quick the ball comes out. They can put the ball in smaller windows, so coverage has got to be better. But it starts with the beginning. It's, you know, and it starts with trusting pressures. So when we bring a pressure, you got to trust your pressure. Pressure's got to get there. Coverage has to be there. Sometimes there's coverage sacks. Sometimes there's just sacks, you know. But the way they run the ball, and the way he had three touchdowns Friday night. So, like, we've got to tackle him. He's a good athlete, and he's big, he's strong, he's fast, and he can throw it. So he's also a human being. So he's beatable. He hasn't won every game he's ever played, you know. So I'm looking forward to it, and I think our guys are. I think we have the guys to do it, but they've got to stay together, they got to play together, and they got to play as hard as they can and be disciplined.
Mm-hmm. So, like, for the upcoming match against Greenfield, are there, like, any specific players you're looking out for?
Well, he's one. I haven't watched them a lot yet. I mean, mm-hmm. I've been watching us. You know, the Hinton kid's really good. I'm sure they got some big linemen. I haven't seen any film on them really yet. So, but anytime you go into Mount Vernon and win, you've got some dudes. And they did that last night. So, they've been very difficult to beat for us. We've been right there, and we just got to get over the hump. So, you know, I'm really more concerned about us right now, though, and cleaning some things up we need to. And if we do that, we got a chance. If we don't do that, it's going to be a very difficult night. So,
You know, I asked this similar question last year, but now Greenfield Central just further improved and became a better team. As you mentioned, they started 3-0.
Yeah.
They're pretty excited about that. But for your players, there's a lot. This game means a lot to them. Mm-hmm. Is there any point where you guys got to, you know, chill out, less emotion, more, you know, just play football?
Well, it's you have to have the perspective. I mean, right? I mean, you can't get too high and too low. Like, either way. I mean, that's what we're that's what I'm kind of talking about with our you know, with our stability. I mean, we've got to have the motion. It's got to mean something. It means something to our kids. And you see that by how hard they play. And when we don't get what we want, how hard they take it. But we've got to grow up a little bit and do something with that when we do well, and do something with it when we don't do so well, you know. And so this game isn't going to make or break our season. I mean, we go out here and we succeed Friday like we expect to do. It's not going to all of a sudden, I mean, Newpal's not going to tap out the next week. You know what I mean? We haven't arrived. We've got so much work to do regardless of the outcome Friday. And that's what makes it a fun season. You know, we got an awesome locker room of kids. It's fun to coach every day. You know, and it's challenging because there's a lot of different attitudes, a lot of different guys, and but that's what makes it worth it. That's what you remember 20 years from now. I mean, you know, you asked me the question about the wins last night. I mean, I don't know that I really. I mean, the wins. There are certain games I remember, but man, it's getting invited to a wedding in 3 weeks from a kid that I coached 13 years ago. You know, I mean, it's the life relationships that you get out of this. It's they are rewarding beyond really words. You know, it's when you go through these trials and these tests and you create these bonds, it's a powerful, powerful thing. And I'm just very humbled to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we thank you here for joining us. That is all we've got for you today. And congrats on the win last week, and we're excited for Greenfield Central. Thanks for joining us.
Go Ravens.
And that will do it for me and Liam so far right now, but stay tuned as we have Yvonne, the soccer player, for Pendleton Heights, of course. Learn how they are 5-0 and how they keep improving, so stay tuned for that. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Regenerative Health and Wellness LLC. Optimal health through a natural approach located at 526 North Pendleton Avenue in Pendleton. Phone is 317-903-1791. Online at rhw-in.com.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome here to the Arabian Sports Network on 91.7 WEEM. My name is Aiden Wilson, and I'm here with varsity soccer center back Yvonne Landaverde. Yvonne, how are we doing this morning?
Doing good, sir. Thank you.
All right. So first off, a game day a week from now versus Westfield. How are we feeling going into it?
Game day versus Westfield. It's going to be a good game for sure. We're having a really good season coming up so far, and we're destined to go to state this year. So. Yeah, I'm very excited for it.
Yeah, so 4-0 on the season as the date of recording. How has that really, you know, how has that been? Have you guys played good teams? Is that why your record?
4-0, we've played, I'd like to say we've played two decent teams and just two, like, bad teams. But yeah. that'll change. We were supposed to have a couple of harder games, especially against Muncie Central and HSC, but that didn't end up happening because of cancellation.
So. Yeah. All right, but stepping into that Westfield game, what do you think the biggest thing on the scouting report is heading into that game?
We haven't done our scouting report on them yet because, yes, it's a week away.
Right.
But we do know that there are a lot of big players on there, and the only way to beat big players is speed. So that's really about it.
All right, well, now last week versus Greenfield, final score was 4-0. Quite an easy game for you guys, but with Greenfield losing their goalie, Jordan Jones, who's now with Indy 11, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. How did that contribute to the scoring in that game? You guys completely shut him out.
It helped a lot. Jordan Jones, he went to Indy 11 for a reason. Very good goalie. Nothing but respect for him. But, yeah, he definitely helped with our finishing, especially because this goalie wasn't as good as Jordan.
All right. So what would you say the biggest challenge that you guys have had this year
maybe with an opponent, adapting to new roles on the team, you know, maybe some challenges later down the road as your schedule, you know, gets deeper, you guys play more games. What do you think the biggest challenge has been or will be?
Since it's only been four games, we haven't really came across much of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But our biggest thing maybe is to look at Fishers High School coming up soon, next week on Thursday. That they are a good team, that we can't overlook them, even though they did lose to a couple of big schools that we know we can beat.
Yeah.
That we just need to stay focused and stay able or be ready to beat those teams.
All right, so last year you were on varsity, correct?
Yes.
So the difference between last year, you know, you guys had seniors that graduated stepping into this year. Also coming into this year, I'm sure that you've had a bigger role, if not by a lot, you know, just a little bit, a couple more plays on the field, whatever. So what would you say was the biggest thing that you personally had to adapt to, or, you know, your favorite part about this year, maybe having more engagement on the team?
I'd like to start off with both teams were great.
Mm-hmm.
I loved playing with especially the seniors last year and these seniors this year. But I will say that this team this year is a lot better just because we have a lot more chemistry with each other.
Mm-hmm.
We are able to pass the ball around. We know where people are, and we've played together for since a long time. So that's probably my thing. And just bigger roles. I'm just doing the same roles I did last year. I mean, taking free kicks from far back, goal kicks, and just doing my job. That's about it.
All right. So you mentioned it. I mentioned it. The seniors last year. You know, leaving, going to college, doing whatever they're, you know, doing further in their life. What would you say the biggest impact, you know, biggest player impact that obviously had left would be? And, you know, how has that made the team maybe different in a sort?
There's not really much of an impact because last year's team wasn't as good as this year's team just because our left back was replaced by Isaiah Summers. But he can play the position very well. It's just like no one left. So
okay, all right. Well, Wyatt DeBertrand, the varsity kicker, you know, for the football team. He also plays soccer as well. So how does that, you know, contribute with the soccer schedule? Is there any time where maybe the schedules overlap? And how do you guys, you know, kind of move past that or
absolutely
make it
not.
Work?
Sorry, interrupted you, but absolutely not because he goes practice right after school.
Mm-hmm.
He does a few kicks and he comes to soccer practice and then that. Officially done.
All right. So
and then Friday's only games for football. So that's it.
All right. So after school, he'll go to football practice, like you said, kick a couple kicks and then just come to soccer. That easy?
That's all right. That's it.
All right. So with their practices being after school, you know, obviously, what days are your practices?
We have practices usually Monday through Friday or whenever we don't have games. And they usually start at 4 o'clock to go to 6.
So. Okay. And then you told me before you guys will have one, maybe two games a week.
Yeah, around there.
Those are on Tuesday and Thursday, right?
Because
you said you have a Saturday game versus Westfield. So when are the games
usually
play?
And then that week we play Fishers on Thursday.
Gotcha.
And then I think we might play someone on Monday or Tuesday. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. So you said you were on varsity last year. You guys have only played four games this year. But personally, who do you think is the toughest player that you've had to play so far in your varsity soccer career?
In my career, he's a very good player.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Sam Divis. I played against him my freshman year, just beginning first round of sectionals.
Mm-hmm.
We played against him. He was Gatorade Player of the Year.
Sure.
He ran, like, I think they tested his 40, and he ran like a 4.4, 4.3.
Yeah.
Very fast dude, very tall. He knows how to use the ball.
Mm-hmm.
He was definitely my toughest player by far.
Is he committed anywhere now? Is he playing?
He's playing at NIU, and he's talked to the coaches about moving to IU once he's done playing there. So it's all D1 soccer.
All right. Well, a very, very tough experience, you would say?
Yes, absolutely. He was a senior. I was a freshman. Mm-hmm. He had all the experience. I was just getting into it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Did that help you maybe grow more into a better player? Did you take some things from his game?
Absolutely. I mean, now I just know what to expect from faster players, what to do. And he's basically like the best of the best that I've played. Yeah. So there's no one that's really topping that.
Yeah. So you're ready for any player that I guess you would step onto the field with?
Absolutely.
All right. Also, in that Gear and Catholic game, there was an own goal scored. What really went on in that possession and what really led to, you know, the own goal being scored?
Just going to first off clearing that that own goal was a pretty bad goal, just to say. Very windy day that day. They played a cross over the 18-yard box, went over to the backside. I just, our left back read it wrong and just scored off that. It was just an unfortunate time for all of us, but it's good that we came back in that in that same half to be able to get ourselves the lead.
Did Coach really have anything to say about that? Did he, like...
He just said it was an unfortunate goal. I mean, there's nothing you can really do about high winds curling the ball back where you don't want it to go.
All right. Well, that goes into another question. Being in a tough situation in a game, you know, maybe you're down a goal or two, or in that game, you said obviously one. You know, how does the team really work together? And what do you guys do specifically to come back from, you know, being down in a game?
So as I'm going to talk tactically, we're very good at keeping possession and very good at making runs on the outsides and during the middle. So those are probably our strongest points, and just leadership from all of us. We're very good at keeping ourselves high and not going down whenever we need to or whenever it happens.
All right. Well, you guys are off to a great start on the year, record being 4-0. I've got a couple, you said, tougher games coming up on the schedule, but make sure you tune in to the boys varsity soccer team. Obviously having a great start, but that's all we've got here for the ASN Coaches Show. Thanks, Yvonne, for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
And this is 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Rollins House in Fall Creek Retirement Village, Senior Living from Cardin. Located at 300 JH Walker Drive in Pendleton, their phone number is 765-778-7501.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you to this ASN Coaches Show interview. I'm Lucas Williams, and joining me is...
Sydney Robinson.
So you are a volleyball player, is that correct?
Yes, I play volleyball for Pendleton. I'm a senior, and yeah, I love it.
So how long have you been involved with the sport?
I think I've played for like 8 years. I started when I was like... in like fourth or fifth grade.
So what has made you, you know, enjoy the sport? I mean, you've obviously, you played it since you were in elementary school and now you are a senior. So what has made you stick with it?
Just for like the love of the game, and my mom played, and I don't know, that's kind of like motivated me a little bit. But just my love for the game, passion.
So it seems like a pretty, you know, your parents would play a sport and you kind of follow in that footstep. So how long did your mom play volleyball for?
I think she played in middle school and then played all throughout high school.
So do you have any plans going, you know, further into volleyball, like college or anything like that?
Not like collegiately, but like some... colleges have like club teams for volleyball that's more like fun, more like recreational, but are still pretty competitive depending on like a school or whatever. But I would definitely be wanting to get involved in that and just like stay like knowing about the college teams coming up and all of that.
Were there any other sports that you played?
I did play softball for a very long time. I played since I was like five, and up until like middle school, I played like travel and rec throughout all that time.
So how come you didn't stay with it?
I just wanted to focus on volleyball more, and
So also another thing is we interview a lot of multi-sport athletes. So, you know, even though you haven't played softball in a long time, do you see kind of similar training in both of those sports, even though there are different seasons and, you know, different parts, the body and stuff? Like, do you see any kind of resemblance?
I'd say with like the conditioning aspect, yes. And, we do some of the same like cardio based exercises, all of that kind of stuff.
So as you have mentioned, you are a senior. So how do you think you've changed going from a freshman to now you are kind of, you know, the boss of the team?
Definitely with my confidence level and just like my volleyball IQ and just like knowing the ins and outs of the game, knowing all the little things that go into it, and just like keeping up with the speed of the game. As you know, it increases as you get older. Just keeping up with all of that.
So how do you kind of deal with the stress of being, you know, a senior on the team, being kind of a role model and having people look up to you?
Really just playing my game, being confident out there, just giving it my all and just having fun with it. I try not to think about playing. I just go out there, have fun and compete.
So before this season started, you know, were there any expectations going here, like, you know, losing your seniors or just, you know, having the freshmen come in, just any kind of expectations?
We have like expectations to win county and some of the other tournaments we're in. But I guess like some other expectations would be like, I don't know. Keeping up with like helping the younger girls improve on their game and just giving them feedback and helping them stay confident and encourage them.
So it does look like you have, what, 3 games tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So how nervous are you or excited for these games?
I wouldn't say I'm very nervous. I've played these teams multiple times. I've been in this tournament several times. So I'd say I'm more excited just to compete and just play.
So looking at kind of these tournaments, you know, I played soccer, so I didn't really, and also we weren't that good, to be honest, and we never really got into tournaments like that. So how does it feel, especially towards that, you know, that last game? What is kind of the mentality going in there of, you know, you already played 2 games and, you know, even if you lost or you won them, you're still a little bit tired. So what are you kind of feeling like going into, you know, that last game?
You are a little bit tired just from playing 2 games before that. But I'd say just like focusing on just the next game and just giving it your all, even though you're tired. And just playing for your teammates, playing for your parents, everyone out in the crowd, playing for yourself, even when you're tired. And
So for the last question of the day, what are you kind of expecting as this season ends? Like, what do you want? What is your kind of your goal?
I'd definitely say to win county, of course, and then go as far into sectional as we can. Our sectional is pretty rough, but I think we can manage to get some good wins and be in the championship. So I'd love to see our team in that and just go all out and compete hard.
All right, so this is all the time we have today. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back here on the ASM Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Cowan Chiropractic, located at 1 Plaza Drive, Suite 20 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-7399. Also online at CowanChiropracticCenter.com.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri here with Kellen Bowers. Now, Kellen, what a great coaches show we've had today. We've talked to a Vaughn soccer player. Arabians are 5-0 boys varsity soccer. That's got to feel exciting. He's pumped. The team wants to go far this year. They've got a lot of juniors and a lot of seniors, and they're going to leave it all out in the field.
Yeah, hopefully they can make it to, you know, their championships and hopefully, you know, making it farther and hopefully winning.
Looks like they're taking it, you know, one week at a time, one matchup at a time, and, you know, in the long run, they'll make it where they want to be and win.
Yeah, hopefully they can stay, you know, undefeated, and if not, that's fine, but as long as they win, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Transitioning to football a little bit, though, so Arabians last night got the win over Newcastle, I'm sure you've heard. We've talked about it a lot today.
Yep.
They're going to move on to Greenfield Central next week, but before we move on, that was Coach Richmond's 50th win as an Arabian head coach. That's got to mean a lot for him. I talked to him last night. He said it's really humbling, but today he talked about all the relationships that football's gave him, and everything outside of football means so much more. Coach Richmond's so involved in this community, and everyone is with him. You mentioned he got invited to a wedding by a former player. That's got to mean a lot.
Yeah, I mean, definitely for, like, the 50th win, it's, like, a big accomplishment for some who I like. And definitely, like, he's clearly made some friends, he's very involved in the community.
It's his 9th year as a coach. By this point, it's definitely. That 50th win is, like, totally the icing on the cake. He seems very happy, but like I mentioned, very humbling, and he's ready to get back at it next week. And next week, Greenfield Central, where the Arabians will take on the Cougars, 9-13. That one will be at Greenfield Central, their second straight home game, or excuse me, their second straight away game. I know I'm ready for them to be home, and I'm sure they are too. After Greenfield Central, they'll take on New Pal, but looking at that Greenfield Central matchup, it's going to be pretty meaningful, of course. 2 years in a row, they've knocked the Arabians out of sectionals. There's a lot on the line of that game. Coach Richmond talked about it. They're focused on improving the Arabians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and definitely, hopefully, they can actually not get knocked out by the Greenfield Central in sectionals, too, and hopefully they get by them.
Yeah, it would be crazy if we draw Greenfield Central for a third time in a row. I think at this point, the Arabians want it, though.
Oh, yeah, I bet they do want it by now.
I mean, who wouldn't want... I mean, that would be so bittersweet. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
So Greenfield Central started off the season 3-0. Coach Richmond talked about it. A hot start for them. But he says, you know, I like being the underdog. I like where we're at. Everyone's talking about them. No one's talking about us. What a great mindset. Of course, you know, this is a meaningful game. This is going to mean a lot to your players, and especially you as a coach. So that, I think that's the perfect mindset to approach this game in.
I mean, definitely being like getting that like feeling as like you're the underdog and you get that victory, it's definitely going to bring some, you know, morale to the team and definitely help them out, I think.
I think morale is going to come to the team no matter what. Even if they lose, it's going to be a hard-fought victory. Every time they play Greenfield Central, it is a absolute dogfight. The Arabians have put up over 40 points in the 3 games they played this year, and they don't show any sign of stopping.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, like, it would, like, it's going to come either way, but definitely, like, beating them will definitely, like, it'll boost them, like, more than, like, maybe, like, an other game would. Definitely saying they've lost, like, twice and out of them in sectionals.
Greenfield Central is led by senior quarterback Dallas Friedman. Of course, this week we played a sophomore quarterback, Dallas Friedman. We've seen him play a lot. The Arabians have, and they're ready for him. He's doing his job leading this team. They're 3-0 right now. So the Arabians seem very prepared and very ready and very eager to attack Greenfield Central. But moving on, New Pal the following week after Greenfield Central, that one will be their first home game in since Anderson week 2, and I'm personally ready for them to be home, so I'm sure they are too, especially playing New Pal. New Pal's a very good team, and right now they're 2-0-1. They tied Decatur Central. That's a record you don't normally see. So, you know, after that Greenfield Central game, this team is going to have another game under their belt, and they're going to be excited to attack a big team like New Pal.
Yeah, and I mean, definitely, like you were saying, like, it's going to be a home game, and you're ready for it. And with it being a home game, I'm pretty sure a lot of students are going to come and, you know, cheer on the Arabians and definitely, you know, help that game out.
Being, you know, in Pendleton, no one wants to see New Pal win. It's Arabians.
Yeah.
And New Pal, they're led by junior quarterback Jacob Davis. I haven't seen a ton from Jacob Davis, you know, playing against Pendleton, of course, different quarterback last year. But for their running back, Josh Raines, he's got 370 yards and 5 touchdowns. And the stats for last night's game were not even put in. New Pal won by a whopping amount. I don't know exactly, but at halftime it was 35-0.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's a big win. So I'm sure, you know, that went up a little bit more. That's going to be a big running back to stop. They haven't played. Of course, they played Caleb Platt this week, and he was a great running back, and they absolutely shut him down in the second half. We'll see if that is kept up, but I think that's a big matchup to watch for that New Pal game.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned, though, they're two straight away games, so they play Newcastle away, and then they're going to play Greenfield Central away. After that, they're home for two games, so kind of bouncing back and forth. Where do you think the right spot to be in is? I mean, are you just... get those, bite the bullet, get those away games over with, and then wait for the home games. That's got to be tough on the players.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I definitely say, I feel like, yeah, you got to, definitely got to, like, they're going to have to try in those away games. But, like, coming home, I definitely feel like it'd be better. And, like, that's where, like, they'd probably prefer to be at, as, like, it's their home turf. That's where they practice. And that's probably where they'll have, like, their most experience. That's, like, you know, the turf they play on the most.
Mm-hmm. I think we talked about it a lot today, and we saw it a lot last night. The Arabians really broadened their arsenal of things they can do coming into this. Keaton Jones was their main playmaker, of course, on the ground. But Colton Frank, we already knew he could throw the ball, further proving he could do that to his receivers. You know, Nate Thurolf, Byron Vores, any of those other pass catchers, Cooper Sims that comes to mind. But we saw a lot of, you know, some triple option, read option plays where he would either pull it down or they would be in wildcat. Coach Richard mentions using his playmakers like Keaton Jones. He played football in the PJFL. They've got a lot to use, and I think we're definitely going to see that. Yesterday was just scratching the surface. Playing a team like Greenfield Central, they're going to be using everything they got, and I'm sure they're very excited to do so.
Yeah, I mean, as he said, they are very versatile, and so they are going to maybe pull out some new things that we haven't seen, or maybe not, and they'll use something like they did against, like, you know, the Trojans, like Newcastle.
Mm-hmm. I could very well see that. You know, sometimes you want to catch them, you know, on their heels, but also old reliable. You know, Keaton Jones works. He's going to keep running the ball. Maybe that's what they think with. I know last night, so, you know, Arabians, of course, they don't want to let off the gas pedal when they're up big. But, of course, you know, you want to run down the clock. So, you know, clock's winding down. It was third quarter. It was in the close, not the red zone, but we're getting pretty close. Arabians were almost scoring, and you think, oh, there's not a lot of time. They might just run this and then score in the fourth quarter. Well, instead of running the ball, they throw a deep pass. I think it was a post route over the middle to, I believe, Nate Thurolf, maybe Cooper Sims. And, again, just a play where catch them off their heels. You know, you're going to run this clock out. No. Post over the middle, touchdown Arabians. It's those things where the coaching is so pivotal where, you know, catch them on their heels. Sorry, I cannot say that today. And I think we're going to see that play big in that Greenfield Central game.
Yeah, I bet they like definitely weren't expecting it. They were definitely probably expecting that run and then getting that throw. They were just all like, what? And I definitely feel like they're definitely going to try using something like that in the Greenfield Central game coming up.
Let's transition a little bit to volleyball. So girls volleyball, having a pretty okay season so far. What's their, who are they going to? What opponents are they going to play in the next coming week? Mm-hmm.
So this coming week, today, they are in tournaments. So they're going to go up against Newcastle as their first game. And Newcastle is 3-1. And then we have Perry Meridian, or you know how you pronounce that. They are 4-1, which is their second game, I believe, at around maybe like 10:30 or like 11-ish. And then their last game is against North Central, which is 5-8 for their final game at 12:30.
Yeah, if any team can do it, it's the Arabians. That's a big tournament today. Excited to see the volleyball team get the win. And then for girls soccer, what does their schedule look like for the rest of this week?
So today they are having a game against Westfield at 11:30, and Westfield is 5, and they have won 5 matches, lost 1, and then tied 1. And then they have another one on the 10th of September against Shelbyville at 7 p.m., and Shelbyville they have won 4 matches and lost 3, and then they have North Central on the 14th at 11:30, and North Central is they have won a match, lost 3, and tied 1.
Yeah, so pretty full week. They got 3 games. Of course, Westfield, that's a big team, 5-1-1. That's going to be a big matchup that you'll see here soon. And then after that, Shelbyville, pretty run-of-the-mill team, 4-3, you know, pretty average season. So Shelbyville looking to improve, get to another one in the win column. They'd, kind of establish themselves as, you know, one of the more winning teams. And North Central not having the season they really want. So anything on Pendleton would be great for them. But for Pendleton, you know, you just kind of got to dot your I's, cross your T's, and keep going, moving through the season game by game. Kellen, that looks like all the time we have today. Thank you guys for tuning into this ASN Coaches Show. Whether you listen for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever, thank you guys for tuning in. We're going to be here next week, same time. If you wanted to see that Greenfield Central game, that'll be next Arabian broadcast. That one will be at the 13th of September, so stay tuned for that. We broadcast some live sports right here on 91.7 WEM. But thanks for tuning in. This was the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEM.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.